This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Thursday on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJV Experience, a very good way for you to engage your mind for as long as you possibly can, because I guarantee at the end of the program or whatever time you spend with us, you'll know more than you did when you tuned in. Doug, Jen, and Victoria will be joined by the Katie and Kelly show in a few minutes. Sisters.
Katie and Kelly in the morning.
Organizers.
How are you doing, everybody?
Yeah. Hi, gang. It's the Katie and Kelly show. Actually, you're going to learn something that you need to learn, I'm figuring.
I really need to learn this lesson, by
the
way.
Yes, I know you do. Yes. All
spring
right.
Cleaning so time. Holy moly.
Yep, that's right. Spring is just around the corner. Next week, spring cleaning. How do you do that most effectively? You'll find out in a few moments.
Meanwhile,
I want you to sort of the inside of what's going on here. As you know, I am outnumbered 3-1, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the way we like it.
And yes, I know it's the way we like it. So from time to time, we have conversations that more or less either on the air or off the air leave me out. And the following conversation is one for which I have not one thing to contribute. And I am not even interested, frankly, but I know a lot of you will be, because it involves Victoria Beckham, it involves Target, it involves shopping. So I give you Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara to take you shopping for the Victoria Beckham collection.
That would actually be fun. We should have shopping trips for the DJV show.
Right.
Well, Target is doing what has been absolutely brilliant, and that is that they sign contracts with really popular designers, high-end designers that most of us can't afford to buy from on a regular basis, and they put together a deal with these guys, and they launch lines, mini lines, essentially, at Target stores. And so the latest one to launch is Victoria Beckham, who, you know, are from the Spice Girls, but she's got a very successful line. And when does it launch? It comes out this week, right, Victoria?
April 9th.
April 9th, yeah.
I at least know that.
So look at you. So that's really the scoop. So people line up at Target stores to get whomever the designer is of the moment. This time, Victoria Beckham, they line up to go in, try the clothes on. Sometimes their houseware lines, but these things, they go so fast, and they get these.
All right, so I will jump in here. Do they bring in the ambiance? I mean, if you're going to promote Victoria Beckham, doesn't the store have to be filled with Spice Girl music?
That would
playing
be awesome.
Over the loudspeakers
and stuff?
That
would be amazing. Well, she did use it. She surprised everyone. The first commercial, TV commercial, came out yesterday, and it has this song from the Spice Girls playing, and she chose it. So that surprised everybody that she was paying homage to her Spice Girl roots.
Because normally she tries to forget it, because she was the one that didn't sing. She just sort of stood there.
Anything I've ever learned about her hasn't been too swell, but I listened to you. Now, you've been much more measured here on the air than you were off the air. There was all kinds of giddy cackling.
Well, we're excited. I mean, there's a huge size range, so there's really something for everybody. And the price range goes from $6 up to $70, but most of the items are going to be in the $40 range.
All right, so what's here for men?
Well, it's just women and children.
Huh.
She hasn't launched a men's collection yet.
Look, Doug, our minds have expanded here on the DJV show, so if you want to wear women's clothing, I feel like you've probably done that before.
Really?
Oh, I know that he has. I know
From
that he has,
because
he bragged about
it. From
whom
did you get that idea?
You used to talk about how you used to walk around in, like, some girlfriend's heels or something.
No, that was when I was a kid and was an adult.
Oh.
Do that.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Excuse
Window
me.
Into Dougie's
just,
world.
Look at Doug doesn't remember that he told us this, like that you wore someone's underwear or something once. Who was it?
I tried that just for fun.
I told you.
What is so? I don't.
What kind of underwear were you wearing, and was it necessary, or was it just
women's underwear that didn't have a hole in it in the front or the back?
Okay.
I just wanted to see what it felt like.
You were wearing crotchless panties. That's what you're saying that
this
you were.
This was I'm talking about
panties.
40 some odd years ago.
Wait, and I'm getting crap for knowing what men's underwear looks like?
Yeah, and you've worn women's underwear.
Oh, you're a hussy, Kara.
Okay.
Maybe we can get you some underwear from the Victoria Beckham collection.
Okay. Yeah. How about Victoria's Secret? I'd give it. So, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're getting ahead with all of this stuff. I have big plans for the day. Jennifer, you're working all day, right?
Yeah.
You have any big plans for the day that we should know about?
Work, work, work. I'm like the Rihanna song. I sing it to myself. Work, 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 work.
Work, 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 work. All right. So then there's Victoria. What are you doing today?
I don't know yet. I'm doing this now. That's pretty much all I know.
Oh, you haven't made plans for the day. Kara's made plans because she has to work, too, and get all the things that we do. How are we doing on our podcast that's about to get started? What are we going to call? Are we just going to call the DJV podcast? What are we calling the podcast?
It's going to be off-air. Off-air with Doug
with
and Victoria.
How about Victoria?
Inside okay. Doug's Pants.
I don't know if anyone wants to go there.
Yeah. I'm going to take Miles on a train ride today.
Nice.
Miles loves trains. He likes fire. Anything that's big and moves, he loves it. But he especially loves trains. So he and I are going to take a train ride I'm not sure which end we're starting at, whether we're starting Santa Monica and go to the city, or we start in the city and we come out to Santa Monica.
Why don't you start in L.A. and come to see me in Chatsworth? Train station's right by my office.
Oh, really?
Really?
Where the bus station
is? Yeah.
All right, to Chatsworth?
Train station's like a couple blocks away.
20 minutes?
Oh.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Yeah, take Miles to the radio station. Let him hit some buttons.
Yeah.
See if you can get them off air.
All right, so that's a good idea. All right, so that's what we're doing. That's exciting stuff for today. Tomorrow I'll report. Maybe we'll have some pictures that we'll put up on our various social media of my pal Miles getting very excited. He waddles. He gets so excited.
So do I. When I get excited, I waddle.
All right, well, then you'll get excited in a moment because we have Katie and Kelly here, two sisters who have come up with Pixie Did It. All right? For those of you that, even that is intriguing. Pixie Did It. Who done it? Pixie Did It. Pixie Did It is going to do your home in a way like you've never had your home done before. Stand by for some simple strategies to organize your home as we get into springtime. 14 after on DJV.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 15 past the hour now. Those of you who are frustrated because you've got a lot of snow in your neighborhood, let's just look ahead to next week because the snow will all be gone automatically. The first day of spring is next Tuesday, and we all talk about spring cleaning, yada, yada, yada. So we've invited Katie McMiniman and Kelly McMiniman. They are sisters to the program because they are, if you go to their website, pixiedidit.com, you'll see that they have a new book that helps you understand how to deal with messy sisters and brothers. Ladies, Katie and Kelly, Madame and Madame, welcome to the DJV experience.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. Good morning.
Why do you have a smile in your voice already? We haven't even got started yet, and you got a smile in your voice.
Well, I'm a morning person. I'm the neat and tidy one.
Oh, really?
I don't know why Katie's smiling.
Okay, so your sister's a slob. Is that it? Katie's sister, Kelly.
I'm the slob. I'm the slob. Kelly, me, is the neat one. Katie's the slob with the business.
Katie's the slob.
When we were little.
Oh, okay. So this is self-defense for you, Kelly? Is that what this is?
Essentially, I tried my whole life to get Katie to organize like me. I failed, but I did keep trying, and finally she said, maybe the reason I keep failing is we need to organize in different ways. So that was kind of the genesis.
All right, so Jennifer is your first victim here because her place is a mess.
Oh, it is not a mess, but here's the thing.
Oh, it is a mess. Yes, it is.
You haven't even been to my house in 7 years, Doug. Please.
It was messy when I was there the last time.
Oh, it was not messy. You are the rudest thing ever. Get him out of here. No, but I was excited about seeing your book, guys, because I'm ready for some spring cleaning. I've been in my house for 10 years. And so, you know, how the closets start to bulge after a while, and especially with my clothes, because I kind of, you know, I like to look nice and I like to have new clothes, but then I kind of forget to cycle out the old ones. So I was intrigued by your book because you say that you're supposed to organize based on personality type. So how does that work?
Well, the first thing is you have to figure out what your personality type is.
I'm a crazy nut. What do we do next?
You buy our book, Organize Your Way. You buy Organize Your Way, and you take the quiz, and or you just read some of the descriptions. It's pretty easy, and, you know, you kind of know whether you're, like, a big to-do list person, or you like to get things done, or everything's going to be neat and off the tables, and, you know, or whether things start to clutter up, you've got a lot of piles. That's kind of how you kind of figure out, and, you know, who you are. And then you have to accept who you are, otherwise it'll never work. Because that's a lot of time. Part of my problem was trying to be like my sister my whole life. And I'm like, I've got to be more organized like Kelly. And when I finally accepted that I never was, it was a revelation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what is what's the derivation of Pixies Did It? The book's called Organize Your Way, Simple Strategies for Every Personality, which you can get at pixiesdidit.com. But what's the significance of that?
It's the answer to who organized your home.
Pixies
did it.
Oh.
And it's plural. Pixies. There's two of us. Our dad used to call us Pixies. And so one day I thought, you know, Kelly, when you're ready to go into business and quit the rat race making money, you know, we could have a business called Pixies Did It. And she was like, no. I'm never working with you.
So, Victoria, what's the story? Victoria's a New Yorker and lives in a small space. You got to have a need for this, even if you are sort of a neatnik, because organization is paramount in 500 or 600 or 900 square feet or whatever you got there.
900 square feet? That would be amazing. That's two of my apartments. We only have one closet. It's a good size closet, though, for both of us. But what would be, like, your best tip for organizing a small closet space to optimize how much, you know, to be able to see everything that you have?
Well, two things. You could get, if you don't already have a double hang, most people, you know, if you have that single rod, most people don't have, like, a ton of full-length ball gowns that need it. So a lot of times you can restructure your closet to get in two rods, and then you got to make sure, if you don't already have them, matching hangers. This sounds like an obsessive thing that someone super tidy like me would impose on people, mm-hmm. but it actually helps you see everything you have when all the clothes are on the same plane. Because if you don't have matching, everyone go into your closet, if they're not matching, you'll see, you know, some clothes get hidden by higher hangers, and you can't see them all. And so to really see everything, they got to be on the same plane. Huggable hangers, or you can get them at the Container Store, and they're really narrow. Mm-hmm. Clothes don't fall off them. You can get a ton of stuff in there.
You don't need to go to California Closets. You can get this book. It's available at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold, or online at pixiesdidit.com. The book's called Organize Your Way, Simple Strategies for Every Personality. And you can tell they've got great personalities. Sisters Katie and Kelly McMinnum here on the DJB Experience at 21 past the hour. Thank you, ladies.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This magic moment, so different and so new, is like any other until I kissed you.
Man, this is right up my alley. You know, the next few minutes are going to be nothing but Fab Radio. It's Throwback Thursday time, and the music portion of this hour is dedicated to the five songs that are on top of the charts from 1969. This week in 69, number five belonged to Jay Black and the Americans. This magic moment. Crank this puppy up there, Tara. There were three J's. This was the middle J.
You sang that just made me laugh.
I sang at the top of my lungs when I went to this concert last, when the heck was it? Last fall, I think it was, in the Lynn Auditorium. I'm there by myself, just hooting and hollering.
Isn't that when someone tried to punch you?
Yes.
Right. Yes, someone said, stop, please.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you just said that, and it's so cute when I actually find myself, like, laughing in, like, in a loving way thinking about my dad, because my dad, who's a radio guy, if you don't know, has a character that he sometimes likes to take on the persona of called J.J.J. Jameson.
Mm-hmm. Right, like J.J. Jackson, J.J. Jeffrey, all those
J.J. Jameson.
Yeah, right. And he and I are both cut from the same cloth. That's why we're friends in matter of speaking. All right, so Miss Magic Moment number five. Number four belonged Tommy Rowe. Not a favorite of mine, but this was an interesting song called Dizzy.
So dizzy, my head is spinning.
It's annoying. It's an annoying song. So let's keep moving. Three more good ones here. The number three song this week in 1969 belonged to a studio group called The Foundations. That's the only one-hit wonder. It's Tony Barrows actually singing the lead.
Such a great song.
Build Me Up Buttercup, number three this week, 1969.
I actually thought that this was an original song from Something About Mary.
Really?
Carrie, did you think that too?
No, I didn't.
You really did know this is an old song? I did not know that. Because this had a huge resurgence when that movie came out.
Yeah. Crank it up, Joe. Tony Barrows was one of those creative studio guys of the 60s and 70s, responsible for all kinds of, like, Steam and the Archies. All of these crazy groups had one hit with old Tony Barrows and this bunch of studio people that, when they get to the end of a session, if the whoever they were recording with, backup-wise and instrumentally, if they were done, you know, the people were done recording, the big names, they'd go and leave. Still at studio times, these guys would screw around for half an hour and come up with a song, and it would always become a hit. And this was one of the examples of that. Build Me Up, Buttercup. 34 minutes of success for the foundation. That's number three. Number two, a different story here, different tune, literally. CCR, Creedence, and Proud Mary. 4 minutes and 37 seconds, green label. Proud Mary. Rolling. Husky voice that actually did it, as opposed to Michael McDonald and Peter Cetera, who don't have it. This song had it, and these guys had it. Okay, let's get to number one.
He still sounds this way. I saw him in concert last year. He sounds great.
Yep. All right, number one belongs to Sly and the Stone. 4 weeks. Number one. Everybody knows this song, no matter how old you are, called Everyday People. Number one. This week, 1969. Who doesn't like a black one? Didn't like a blue one. And strokes for different folks. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, almost every single day coming into my office or when I'm broadcasting the Pet Show, people are asking me about separation anxiety. What is it? Separation anxiety is, in fact, the inability to cope when loved ones leave, and most often occurs when the dog or cat realizes it's alone. Since the pet's frantic search for its human companions often results in some damage, guardians almost inevitably attribute the effects of separation anxiety to spite. But I assure you that they really don't stay up late at night thinking of ways to get even with you. Although most trouble a pet gets into occurs when left alone, it usually has a lot more to do with boredom, loneliness, and in many cases, separation anxiety. And it's partially your fault. You know, when in doubt, blame mom and dad. When you're home, you feel guilty because you have a latchkey pet, so you spend all the time home with the dog, and then when you leave, the dog freaks out. Even when you're home, go into another room, give the dog some private time away from you, whether you're out of the house or not. It will make all the difference. I'll Warren Eckstein.
This is Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast for March 13th to March 19th. This is the last week of the sun traveling through the sign of watery, contemplative Pisces as we ready ourselves for spring. The moon will travel through the sweet sign of Libra, the balancer, on Monday and Tuesday. And on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the moon will join the sun in the water sign Scorpio. Lots of emotional intensity for your St. Patrick's Day celebration on Friday. So play it cool. And with the moon traveling through the upbeat fire sign Sagittarius on the weekend, if you want, you can keep the party going. If you email me at smbworks@earthlink.net, I will put you on my mailing list for all of my astrological.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen with the DJV experience. Doug, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillens at controls in our studio in Washington, taking on the day ahead of our talented competitors. We out-hustle them. That's what's going on here. Later in the hour, you're going to find out how having children may increase your lifespan. Yada, yada. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joining us. In the meantime, there is a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Or more to the point, nice to know Jennifer's back. Thank you,
yes.
Jennifer.
Hi, Jen.
You're back. Nice to have you here. The European Court has ruled that headscarves can be banned at work. And I was trying to, as I read through this, imagine what Jennifer would look like with a headscarf on, or what Victoria would look like with a headscarf on, or what
Awesome,
would
by
like.
The way, the answer is awesome.
Headscarf. So do you have these? What are these called? Used to be called kerchiefs. What do they call them now?
That's not really a kerchief. Isn't a kerchief like something that goes in your suit pocket?
Well, but you're the same. Depends on how big they are,
bandana?
I think.
Bandana?
A bandana, yeah. Right? Yeah.
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 Hulk Hogan used to wear one of those around his bald head.
Good for you for the wrestling reference. So appreciate yes. that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure you would. So what would you look like if you had a headscarf on?
Little doggy. I don't know. I don't think it's really my look. I mean, there's mm-hmm. a lot of people, like in the old movies, where they'd wrap their head, you know, and it's yeah. all glamorous. I just don't know that that's my vibe. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure I could try it.
Hmm. I was trying to envision it. Use my
I used to, during the 80s, I used to actually take like a bandana and wrap it into like a skinny little headband and then tie it with the big bow on top of my head. That was real
really?
Cute.
Really? Mm-hmm. Huh. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm using my imagination or yours, if you've seen pictures, you can go to the website, the DJV website, and see what the ladies look like, and you can imagine what they look like with headscarves. This has been a big to-do. The Middle Easterners call them, is it a hijab? Is that how you pronounce that?
Hijab.
Hijab,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Hijab, right. Banned in the workplace in some place. There are people in this country who want to have it banned in the workplace. I see a lot of people in public service jobs, especially in the big cities. You see them around here. I have not seen them in the TSA, but I've seen them in supervisory positions. And even though I don't have a problem with it, it still is distracting. I would be the first to admit that when I look at it, I think of it as a religious sign, and it's just different. And so there are people who run companies who say that the employees have to dress neutrally, and one wonders, is that anti-Muslim? Is it antithetical? What is the reason for this? I know that the French and the Belgians both, didn't they say you can't wear headscarves to work? Don't I remember that from last year?
Yeah, France has been trying to. They had, what was it, the burkini that they outlawed on one of the beaches, and then yeah. I guess that got overturned. They've been going back and forth on it.
I think the fashion police that actually outlawed the burkini.
I know, it's not a good look.
No.
But, I mean, to me, this has to just be Muslim-related because, you know, men wear yarmulkes all the time, or Hasidic yeah. Jews have a whole outfit going. I mean, no one seems to care about that, so this is obviously
because
just Muslim-specific.
Well,
it's different for men. Men are treated differently than women.
Or with safety, though. I mean, it's about where you can hide things, I think. And there's a lot more room to hide things under a hijab than under a yarmulke.
It's a flat scarf, though. Like, there's no poofiness. It's just wrapped tightly around your head.
Well, I've seen some that aren't necessarily wrapped so tight. I don't know. Maybe. It's just a thought.
Are we
feel
all
like
so psyched that everything is bad? I mean, we're looking for something bad in everything. Are we just so psyched?
I think at this point, yes, especially in Europe. I mean, they have, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how tense they're being in their lookup, but they've had a lot of problems in Europe.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the workplace, it makes sense if everyone is wearing the same uniform. If you want everyone to look exactly the same, they all have a dress code, they all have the same outfit on, then it makes sense. But if you're not regulating, if you don't have a dress code like that and you're not regulating what other people wear, then it doesn't really make sense to say, oh, you can't wear a headscarf. Right. Because if I can wear a scarf around my neck and have it pulled all the way up to my chin because it's 11 degrees outside or something like that, then it doesn't really make sense to regulate
this. It's about consistency. You know, I went to Catholic school for 12 years, so dress codes do not bother me because I always had to dress with a set of rules. But I think Kara's right. As long as the rules are consistent and as long as the rules apply to everybody, then, you know, there's not much you can do to fight it.
I wonder how this affects, I mean, I understand if you go to interview for a job and you're wearing a hijab and then the company says, by the way, we have a dress code and no religious affiliations need, you know, can be overt. That's okay. But what happens if you're a current employee and you've been wearing your hijab all along and now you have to take it off? I mean, that seems, I don't know, that doesn't seem right to me.
It's just very confusing. We find ourselves in an era where these things are sort of before us every day, and there's a different thought about it every day. It's very confusing.
Yeah. I'm the opposite of Jennings. I never had to wear a uniform. I'm very anti-uniform. I believe in self-expression, and this whole thing, I understand there's probably a need for it on some level, but it doesn't feel like this is the right way to go about it.
And a lot of these rules a lot of the time feel very arbitrary to me. Like,
yeah.
They don't actually fix the problem. When I was in high school, there was a rule that you couldn't wear hats, which is fine, but you also couldn't wear bandanas. And I think it was because kind of the gang association with having a red bandana, mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to school?
When I,
I went to the same rules, by the
way. Yeah, well, I went to school outside of Baltimore, but there weren't really, there wasn't a gang problem in Glen Burnie where I grew up. And the people I knew who were wearing bandanas were girls who just had a lot of hair, and they were trying to control it.
Right.
So it was just, I don't know, it was a very arbitrary thing that didn't actually,
who grows up in a place called Glen Burnie if you're not wearing a skirt?
What?
Guys wear skirts in Glen Burnie.
No, they don't.
What?
Glen Burnie is a great Scottish town. You ever been to Glen Burnie in Scotland? All the men wear their...
No, I haven't been. I haven't been.
Yeah. You mean the Scotland that's right outside of Baltimore? Yeah, I've been there.
But I'll tell you what, people did call it Glen Burnie and Glen Dirty, or Glen Burnout and Glen Dirty. So it's a great place to grow.
It's a great golf course there. That I remember from working in Baltimore, and that brings us around to something that I didn't get your opinion on yesterday. This Canadian named Adam Hadwin, who got his first PGA Tour over the weekend, is planning to go to the Masters in April. But he's supposed to be going on his honeymoon with his wife, and they've changed their plan so he can play in the Masters. So I wondered where you all came down here. This guy is the Masters more important than his wife? And what does that predict for the future of their marriage under the circumstances? I mean, there's a lot of laughter around this, but under the circumstances, he'd made plans with his future wife, Jessica, to go on their honeymoon to Tahiti, and they've already done all the things that they're supposed to do.
I guarantee you she signed off on it.
Yeah, I would have thought.
She totally signed off on it. This has done nothing but help her, because if he goes and plays in the Masters, he's going to be making more money, he'll be more successful, and she benefits.
So it's all about the money.
I would imagine.
I would be pretty bummed if I had to postpone Tahiti. I mean, I would want to support
my
husband.
You go to the Masters, I'll go to Tahiti, we'll meet back here in a week.
Yeah.
I would imagine that they must have discussed it beforehand.
As a possibility?
Yeah. Hmm. Which I don't know why they would then plan the honeymoon at the same time if there was any possibility of it being canceled.
Well, you know, a lot of pro athletes are very superstitious, so maybe they felt like if we book the honeymoon, then he'll definitely get into the PGA Tour.
That's right.
You know, like Murphy's Law kind of thing. Maybe they did expect it all along. I don't know.
I don't know why this popped into my head during this discussion. There's an old cowboy song called Happy Trails to You. It came from Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. And all I can think of is him singing that to her, or vice versa. And somebody just suggested, one of the three of you just said, well, he goes one place, she goes another place. I would say that would be a short-lived reunion.
Yeah.
If that was the case. So
how I run, though. But think about this. I mean, if you and, let's say you and Meredith have wedding bells. I'm not trying to intimate anything, but let's say that there's a wedding, right?
Yes,
and she's an active equestrian, and whatever the top daddy of the, whatever the Super Bowl of horse racing is, she gets asked to be in that, and you guys are supposed to be on your honeymoon. I know you, Doug. You'd be supportive. You'd be like, oh, you have to do this. Go. This is something you really want to do. You would let her go, please. Oh,
well, it wouldn't be a let situation, but
you
I
wouldn't
would certainly
make it, you
encourage
wouldn't pose,
her
yeah, you wouldn't
to
put
go,
up a fight.
Because that's her thing. It's,
but the other thing about this, I believe their honeymoon, this golfer's honeymoon, is non-refundable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, I just booked our honeymoon for the end of June, and it's non-refundable, so...
Yeah, you're going to some drug-infested place in Mexico.
What? Yeah, where are you going again, Victoria?
Riviera Maya. It's on the east coast of Mexico. Oh,
but I hope
is that the place they just found 300 skulls?
Yeah.
No!
No! That's like over
don't
on the west coast.
Don't take any public buses.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
44 past the hour, the DJV Experience with Tasty Lee Tomatoes.
Love tequila El Chapo.
There's the way you're going to
thanks for ruining my honeymoon,
food. The food news is up
take
and
your
at
tomatoes
here,
and shove them.
Brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Vine ripened and yummy. Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Yum, 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 yum. Yum.
Number one
like
for
you.
Drug lords in Mexico, by
right.
the way.
Yourself, right.
So I really hope no one from Tasty Lee is tomatoes. Listening right now.
Taste is exceptional. You'll agree when you buy your first package for the celebration of spring. Spring is here. The grass is riz. You'll wonder where your tomatoes is. So if you're wondering where the best tomatoes are, you go to Tasty with an I, tasty-lee.com. and check out what all of us have been able to check out and enjoy. We had them delivered to our homes. You could do that, or you can find them at your favorite grocery store. But it's not just like any ordinary tomato. They taste like
they, really
they just came off of the vine. And how they do that, I don't know. They move them fast, and that's the important thing. You don't want to lose the value of the flavor and also the substance of the tomato. And so they get them around, they package them well, and they get them to you. You want to ask for them by name. Tasty Lee Tomatoes. There's a book with, I guess there's all kinds of recipes in this book that you can get at Tasty-Lee Tomatoes as well. Tasty with an I, -Lee.com. Tasty Lee Tomatoes, available at your favorite grocery store. Ask for them by name, please, or order them online. Have them delivered to your back door. Tasty with an I, -Lee.com. So I bring this to your attention because I was reading for the farm show. I do an hour every week on the American Family Farmer that's on a lot of these same radio stations. And we have food news. It's farm and food stuff. And somebody sent me a list. You know, most communities have what they call a phantom gourmet. Don't they? Is there a phantom gourmet here in L.A.? We have one
I don't
Boston,
know what a phantom gourmet is.
I don't either.
Somebody who goes around and tests dishes.
Oh, like a restaurant critic.
Right, yeah.
Actually, my friend Larry Lipson, who has retired, did it for the Daily News for like 50 years, and he had a credit card and all different names so that people wouldn't know he
was
in the restaurant.
Him.
Really cool.
Yeah, right. And then he'd report after the fact. The best dishes start with the freshest ingredients, and that's kind of why the Tasty Lee thing is so appropriate. But I was reading about some interesting restaurants and what appeals to people in terms of the name. So here's a restaurant called The Farmer's Daughter. Wouldn't you think that would be the there was a place I used to, when I was doing mornings in Palm Beach eons ago, it was the early 80s, and there was a place called The Farmer's Daughter that I would go to with Ray. They were an advertiser on the program, but the guy would and he used to he would call me every day after the program and want to know what I wanted for lunch. I'd go over there. But they had great local produce, and that's what you get out of a place like. Well, the point here, I guess, I'm making is sometimes it really is all in a name. Here's another restaurant called The Farmhouse that is not far from where I live in Needham, Massachusetts. It's what you would expect, an old farmhouse. They have wooden tables and chairs. And for those who don't think ambiance makes it, I've never been one who was very fussy until the last 5 or 6 years. I've been taught how to be fussier when it comes to eating at good places and actually paying attention to eating and not to dining, if you will.
Yeah.
And so you go to a
place.
Like, yeah, exactly. Here's the here's another place called The Plate. What would you expect to have in a restaurant?
A diner.
Called The Plate. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Breakfast is what the big meal is there. And here's another one. The Vine Brook Tavern. Anything with tavern in it. What do you expect to get out of a place that
fish
has
and
tavern?
Chips. Yeah, pop
really?
Up,
do,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
At a tavern?
Pot
sure.
pies and stuff
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah. That's pop grub. English, right.
Yeah.
Right, you think that fish and chips, I don't know, maybe it's just because I have a sort of a raised eyebrow when it comes to fish and chips because they're usually
well, I don't eat
greasy.
Fish and chips, but,
and
well, I don't eat fish and chips because I don't really like the cod, but that's what you get when you go to, I mean, when you're in a pub in England, it's shepherd's pie and
yeah,
fish and chips.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a whole new type, you'll see more of them this year, farm-inspired restaurants, farm-inspired meals, because people want to have more of this local, the local boars want to eat locally grown food.
Yeah, so the farm to table thing isn't going away. It's just getting
big
bigger.
Thing. Oh, yeah, big thing. Yep. All right, so reflective questions and answers here in the food news at 10 before the hour.
P. paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
At 53 after the hour, time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts here with the DJV experience. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist practicing in Florida at Lake Cardiology, his clinic that's been in existence for decades. He researches all of the medical journals every week and tries to bring us up to date on some of the important stories. The focus on children and how having them may increase one's lifespan. So is this for both men and women, Ken?
It is. You know, the sleepless nights and stress that often accompany being a parent, which we all know about, may not sound like the ingredients for a longer life, Doug, but having children could add years to a parent's lifespan, according to a publication this week in Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. What they found was that at age 60, for example, men with children, they live around 2 years longer than childless men, while women with children are likely to live around a year and a half years longer than childless women.
All right, I'm trying to find in the medical news this week some good news. A lot of it is moderately negative, but here's one about fish oil supplements and what happens to you if you take them after a heart attack. What you ought to be doing is taking them before you have a heart attack, because they'll keep you from having one, right?
Well, not so right. And
really?
This is about every 15 years, the American Heart Association puts out a statement about fish oil, and that's this week. They put one out. All the cardiologists, many are meeting in Washington, D.C., the American College of Cardiology. But the other big group, the American Heart Association, didn't want to get left out. So they put out a major statement about fish oil. And I don't know, I'm not so excited about it, because most of the studies show that if you want to help the heart and use fish, you have to get it the real way. You have to eat oily fish, salmon, mackerel, tuna, sardines. But the American Heart Association really squeezed this out. They mentioned a few studies that show after getting heart failure that there may be some improvement longevity if you take fish oil capsules. But what they agree and what the study showed, Doug, is that fish oil capsules don't harm you regarding the heart, but they don't help the heart before you have any heart trouble. So this is really...
So why would they help after the fact if they don't help before?
That's what the studies show, but it shows a small effect. And my own feeling is that if you want to get the benefit, and there is benefit, you have to eat the real thing, not take the capsules.
So last night I went out and had the salmon for dinner, and when I came home, I went to bed, I took my supplements, and I took a fish oil supplement before I went to bed. So I'm doing a double dose here, to give myself double protection. Is that...
But you're not. You're just doing a wallet biopsy, and it was a good thing you had the fish.
You want to explain wallet biopsy, please?
You could spend your money somewhere better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that may be. But there's a psychological... See, the other side of this is that
if doctors, psychologically you feel better, the decrease in stress is worth it. Because, you know, stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking for your heart.
Right. So if you are taking some of the things you're taking, which there is no negative side effect for, fish oil is one of them, and probably vitamin C.
You may
is
just
another,
belch a little
D.
bit, but there's no... There's
oh,
no
man,
side.
Do I have that. Oof. Boy.
You probably don't want to take fish oil before you go to bed.
No?
No.
What is that? I have... Probably there's too much information attached to this. The,
yes.
Yeah, the fish oil capsules do bring with them a return to the scene
do
of the crime.
Do it quietly in the morning.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yes, while you're on the radio.
Yeah, right. All right, Dr. Ken, speaking of things that are good for you, Dr. Ken would like to spend a minute talking to you about how good Super Beets are for you and why now is the time for you to get this safe, effective way of keeping your blood pressure where it is, as long as it's good. If it isn't good, maybe this brings it.
Outstandingly good. And this is my sweet spot. There's good medical research showing that a natural product will make you and your body just work so much better. Nitric oxide, Nobel Prize winning information, 1998. It's a signaling molecule from head to toe. The body needs it to open up the blood vessels so that the red cells carrying your oxygen can get through your circulation tubes from head to toe, bring the oxygen you need so your body works well. You see those Olympic athletes gurgling those big tubs of beet juice. Now you can get so simply from Super Beets. It gives you a big boost of nitric oxide. And if you want to get the tank level up, get their Neo 40 product, test your saliva, make sure that your levels are okay. Your whole body will work better. Your blood pressure will be better and you'll feel better.
If you're ready to try your own Super Beets Superfood Shot, call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Super Beets, 800-655-4183.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.